It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
We are two wild and crazy guys
on AM 930 WEOL.
After 5 o'clock, final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Having some fun here on a Tuesday. Talked a little CBJ in the opening hour of the show. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joined us last hour. And now we get to really have some fun because we get to talk about mac and cheese. You a big fan of mac and cheese, Matt Douglas?
Who doesn't like mac and cheese? It's the greatest thing ever.
Well, on Saturday, February 23rd, noon to 3:30 at the Cleveland Public Auditorium, they're having a mac and cheese throwdown. It's a fundraiser for a terrific organization called Wags for Kids. And we have a couple of special guests on the hotline with us right now. We have Sarah Nelson with Wags for Kids and also one of the competitors in the mac and cheese throwdown, Natalie Beto with Cockies. Sarah, Natalie, thank you guys both for joining us. How are you today?
We are good. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I want to get into all the great details of this incredible event, the Mac and Cheese Throwdown, again, February 23rd. It's noon to 3:30, Cleveland Public Auditorium. So I'm thinking about this Mac and Cheese Throwdown. Obviously, a great competition. There are, I think, what, 30 different vendors who are going to be present at this? Is that right?
Yes, and thinking about it just has to make you hungry instantly, doesn't it? Because it makes me hungry every time I think about it.
Absolutely. So what are like the rules, regulations? How does this go down? I know you guys have two separate sets of vendors, right? There are some that are considered like the old-fashioned mac and cheese and some that are kind of like new age. Is that right?
Yes, and in every way you can imagine, there really are no rules after that. So in the best possible way, we really let the creativity roll. And so we have 20 modern Mac competitors where the rule is anything goes, and our classic Mac competitors, which are our vegetarian-friendly dishes. And the challenge is to play with your flavor and just really let the creativity flow from there. And those are our last 10 competitors. And our judges, a panel of three, will decide on the best mac and cheese from each of those two. And it's up to everybody who's there to reach in their pockets, pull out their mobile phones, and to vote who they think is their people's choice best mac and cheese. So gotta taste them all.
Very cool stuff. Now, this also is a fundraiser for Wags for Kids, a terrific organization. For those that aren't necessarily familiar with what you guys do, please tell us all about Wags for Kids.
Oh, gosh. Well, this really is a legacy organization for me. It's my parents who started Working Animals Giving Service for Kids back in 2004. And we train service and skilled companion animals for children predominantly on the autism spectrum. So autism service animals is about 85% of what we do, along with service dogs for kids with mobility disabilities, chromosomal abnormalities, really wherever there is a need and an interest. And we work right here in northeastern and central Ohio, and all of our dogs are trained within the prison system. So they live 24/7. With a group of inmates that are dedicated towards training these dogs to be everything that these kids need them to be. And we are at Grafton Correctional and Mansfield Correctional and about to go back to North Central Correctional Complex. And it is that third institution, thanks to the community support and funding us, that's going to allow us to place more dogs with more kids and change more lives, because these dogs do everything that we train them to do on command, and so much more. It's a really magical sight to see.
You guys are a part of a number of great fundraisers throughout the course of the calendar year. I know you guys are involved with a couple different golf outings as well. How did you guys get tied in with this particular fundraiser? This is special. This is fun. This is unique. So how did Wags for Kids get involved with this whole process?
We're the ones who plan it. It was an inspiration of we are believers in, I like to call it, organic philanthropy. We want everybody to come out and have a great time And in doing so, have it benefit what I would like to think of as a fabulous local charity, though some might call me biased. And we have been very fortunate over the last 15-odd years to be grown by Cleveland. We have earned the nickname over the years as the charity that Cleveland grew. And this fundraiser has become responsible. Just last year, we grossed nearly $100,000. And this year, we are dead set on beating that goal and raising $120,000. And so I invite each and every person out there to help us reach that goal, because that's a third of our operating budget. And that's what helps us do what we do. We're inspired to invite Cleveland into our family, as they have invited us into theirs, because there were definitely years there that we should not have existed. And Cleveland made sure that we did. And so that's why we throw this event. It's to give back to the businesses that have supported us over the years, to give back to the people that have supported us over the years. So come out and have fun with us. Eat mac and cheese, drink a few cocktails, or we have bottled water and Coke products for people who don't. And please come out and support the businesses that have supported us and have fun for a day, because it's really a pay it forward all around, because you're helping us at the end of the day more than you know.
That's a really cool story, Sarah. I mean, from how you guys train the dogs, what they do, I mean, it's helping out so many people, it seems, along the way. But what was it about mac and cheese that kind of led you guys in that direction? I've heard of chili cook-offs, fish fries, things of that nature. Why mac and cheese for you guys?
Why not? It's mac and cheese. It's awesome.
Sure, I agree. I'm not complaining. I just was curious what led you guys there.
Oh, it honestly was a friend of mine. It's an odd story who inspired me to pull together the event. We were doing something similar in our kitchen, and she made an offhand comment of, "Wouldn't this be cool?" And it's sometimes those crazy ideas. The last time she said something like that to me, we were throwing bachelor raffles downtown at Barley House, and we did that for a good 5 years. So we take inspiration from where we find it, and usually it's a few good friends.
Very cool stuff. Well, Natalie, I want to pick your brain on a few items here as well. For you, I'm sure it's got to be a lot of fun for you to be involved with this process as well. We have to ask you about the item you guys are featuring at this event here in a second, but from your perspective as well, you know, going through all the items that Sarah just mentioned, just how cool Wags for Kids is and all the great things that it does. Yeah, how great is it for you guys to be involved in this process?
It is absolutely amazing. And the thing is, 100% of the proceeds go towards Wags for Kids. And while you're just there, while it is amazing to see the creative outlets that each restaurant offers, it's just, when you know that it's supporting such an amazing cause, you're just happy to be there. It doesn't matter who wins. It doesn't matter what, you know, mac and cheese is delicious in every shape and form, whether it's just plain old mac and cheese or if it's mac and cheese with pulled pork, like how we do it on a bagel. And so it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. And we're incredibly honored that we get to be a part of it, and we get to kind of be a part. Like, what's so amazing is that Cleveland is so unique in that it supports its businesses, it supports its philanthropies, it supports its charities. It's just a community. Like, success is driven through the community and by the community. And if it weren't for the community, I don't know. It, like, even with Takis, we found our success through people just being so supportive. And it's, and with the horrible weather that we have in the winter, it's the mac and cheese throwdown kind of gives us something to do on a Saturday during the day, and there's also like drinks involved, so it's not just eating and music, and I don't know, it's just a fun environment. And we just, like, it was our first year. We just opened about a year and a half ago, so we participated in it last year because Sarah ended up calling me and we became friends through the phone, and I was really in love with her passion for this philanthropy and this charity. And it was just, I don't know, love at first sight, even though we were on the phone, so not technically sight, but it's really something special. And it's, and like you said, other places have chili cook-offs and random other things, but you've never heard of a mac and cheese throwdown. And even people who can't eat mac and cheese because of their dietary restrictions, a lot of people are vegans, now even have an option. Right, Sarah? Isn't there a vegan option?
Oh, absolutely. 100% vegan mac and cheese. Yuzu.
See?
It's amazing, you know? So it includes everybody, and it brings everybody in for such an amazing cause. And it just, it makes me incredibly emotional even thinking about it, because it truly helps so many people, and we don't even realize it. And it directly helps people from Northeast Ohio. So it's remarkable.
Well, Natalie, you mentioned love at first sight, and I think you're hopeful that the barbecue pulled pork mac and cheese bagel bite is going to be love at first bite. Yeah, so tell us all about this. This sounds fantastic. Where'd you guys come up with this idea?
So our theme with the whole bagel sandwiches thing is to make the crazy bagel sandwiches. So, of course, mac and cheese and pulled pork are a beautiful combination. So we smoke our pork all overnight, and we work hard to create a delicious recipe for everyone. This year we're coming even bigger and better than before. Every year is a learning process. And so we're incredibly proud. Like I said, we're going at it to kind of just be a part of it versus, you know, to win anything. Of course, it'd be nice to win something, but it doesn't matter. It's all about community. It's all about the charity that it supports. So we're very excited to showcase this, and that's the thing. For people who don't eat meat, they can have it just plain old mac and cheese. So we are going to be able to accommodate to the vegetarians. And our mac and cheese recipe is delicious, of course. So we're very excited.
Very cool stuff. Again, Sarah Nelson with Wags for Kids and Natalie Beta with Cockies joining us here talking about the Mac and Cheese Throwdown. Takes place Saturday, February 23rd, noon to 3:30 at the Cleveland Public Auditorium. Boy, a lot of cool things happening here. And, you know, I've got to ask you, Sarah, about the competitors that are involved in this. This seems like something that a lot of people would be jumping in line to be a part of. Did you guys have a cutoff point somewhere along the way? Did you guys handpick the competitors? How did that process go down?
Well, that is a twofer answer. We were delighted to have restaurants ask to be a part of it from the very beginning, which was incredibly flattering because there's so many talented chefs in Cleveland that to have them be excited about the event too just makes it more fun, because then you just know they're getting so creative in the kitchen, and they've definitely stepped it up over the years. Now you just see them almost eyeballing each other across the room. It's really fun. And as for oh, gosh, what was the second part of the question?
No, I just mentioned, you know, how do you guys pick out the competitors? Is it like a first-come, first-serve deal?
Well, to a certain extent, it has to be, because there are only so many spots, but we also try and fill them. So we just had to cut off on Monday, but we're really excited about what we have to offer. I mean, it's always disheartening when we have to turn restaurants away, but the exciting thing is that they always ask what else they can do to help. So, you know, and they're always willing to compete in another category. So we may have to turn people away from categories, but we haven't had to turn away restaurants entirely yet. So please come. Please buy your tickets early. That is the catch-22 this year, is that there will be no at-the-door ticket sales, just because we're not allowed to. Not that we don't want to have absolutely everybody come and have fun with us. So please get your tickets online and come check everybody out. I'm excited to taste everybody's recipes. We have a few new competitors this year, so we're keeping it fresh and we're keeping it fun, and so are all of our chefs. They're all coming with new dishes this year. So even if you've been to it before, you haven't been to this one before. So it's going to be really exciting.
And everyone who goes has the best time ever. We had all of our friends that went last year. We're so happy that they did. I myself am excited to just go try every restaurant's creation, you know?
Absolutely. It sounds like a great time, and it's for a wonderful cause as well. Well, and you mentioned there are three judges that are a part of this as well. But I think one of the coolest parts about this is the fact that if you buy a ticket, you get a vote. So you are essentially part of the fourth judge that's a part of this whole process. So, Sarah, if you can, kind of elaborate on the different tickets that are available here. I know there's a general admission ticket. There's also a VIP ticket as well. What do both of those ticket packages get you specifically?
Yes. Well, I think the most important thing that it gets you is admission into the building and all you can eat. So whether you will be tasting or not, please get a ticket. General admission gets you entry. It gets you your tastes. It gets you two non-boozy tickets. So that'll be your Coke products and your water bottles. So you're covered there and hydrated. And it also gets you your vote. With VIP, you'll get expedited entry. That's a shorter line for you. And we also have some rounds set out on the stage of Public Hall. So VIP, while it's not ADA accessible this year, it is accessible seating for those that are able to take advantage of it. And it is our ADA accessible entrance. So it is an ADA accessible event for all to enjoy. Just please make sure that for those that are needing that that ADA accessible experience, since we are WAGS for Kids, we want to make sure everybody knows that will be our general admission ticket. But that's an open bar up at VIP, and that's your seating. And I think we only have like 10 of those tickets left, so please get those. And it's going to be a great fun time. We have gotten rid of those paper tickets, though, those sample paper tickets that they hand out sometimes at other food festivals. So there's nothing to hand over. The only thing that you're dealing with in your hand is your event map, and you're texting your vote in. So we've tried to make this just come and have fun with us. You're not trying to juggle around a bunch of different stuff. It's just come in and have fun, and you walk away full and happy. And there just so happens to be going on downtown a lot of other fun stuff that day. So you can come and plan your whole day with us. I think Bright Winter starts exactly when we let off. So bring a whole big group of friends, and you can dance the calories away all night long.
Funny you should mention that, because we had Brian Horsberg on with Cleveland Bright Winter yesterday, too. So it all kind of comes full circle in the radio world. Just funny how that works.
Isn't it? It comes full circle in the nonprofit world, too. We all sort of love on one another every once in a while.
Very cool stuff. Well, Sarah and Natalie, before we let you guys go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information, not only on how to get tickets and find out more about the event, but also to find out more about WAGS for Kids and all the great things that you guys do, where can they go to get more of that information?
Please go to MacNCheeseThrowdown.com, and you can learn all about our competitors, all about how to get tickets, and you can contact us and shoot us an email if you have any questions whatsoever.
Very cool stuff. Sarah and Natalie, thank you guys so much for joining us. Sounds like it's going to be a blast on Saturday, February 23rd, the Mac and Cheese Throwdown at the Cleveland Public Auditorium. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. I hope we see you all there.
Absolutely. Yes. We look forward to it. Thank you guys again for coming on. Again, Sarah Nelson with WAGS for Kids and Natalie Beta with Cockies. That sounds like it's going to be awesome, man. That sounds like a really good time. Who would have thought, man, a mac and cheese throwdown? 30 different vendors are going to be there. And again, it goes towards a terrific cause. What they do at WAGS for Kids is really terrific.
Yeah, I love everything about this idea. One, they talked about for vegetarians, you got 10 dishes there that you can eat without any kind of meat in there. For the non-vegetarians out there like myself, I'll probably enjoy those 10 and the other 20. I mean, that sounds like a really great idea. And like I said, you've heard of those other things. This is unique, but something everybody loves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, time for us to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We have Your Money Now coming up next. Then we'll get a local news update for Matt Douglas, and we'll come back to wrap up today's show. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEEI.